News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now let's turn back to that tragedy in Lisbon. In Lisbon, at least 15 people have died, 18 injured after one of the funiculars derailed, smashed into a building in one of the Portuguese capital's most popular tourist spots. We're joined by journalist Gonçalo Costa Martin. Gonçalo, thanks indeed for talking to us. Can you just bring us up, what is the latest in relation to the story? The death toll stands at 15 at the moment.
Yeah, morning. First of all, let me start with the victims' nationalities. We still don't have official information about the nationalities of the 15 people killed, and the latest information is about 23 injured. But emergency services just said foreign nationals were among the death. We have teams of Legal Medicine Institute coming from all the country to Lisbon so they can identify the victims. They want to do it today. And we are talking about one of the most tragic accidents among the Portuguese transports, Glória Funicular, Elevador da Glória, how we say in Portuguese, is so famous in Lisbon and among the tourists. We can see it, the yellow classic funicular, in a lot of postcards. And let me explain maybe what is a funicular. I guess it's not so common. It's a type of railway system where people travel up and down steep slopes, and Elevador da Glória connects a big square, Restauradores, and a viewpoint, São Pedro de Alcântara Garden. But in the next days, all the funiculars will be closed. That is one of the decisions of the Lisbon mayor. Carlos Moedas said Lisbon was in mourning. He qualified as a tragic day for the city, what happened yesterday at 6 yeah. p.m. evening. Yeah.
Okay. Do we know at this stage what happened? It seems the cable snapped, is that correct?
Yeah, it's a possible reason. We are not sure. That's what two Portuguese newspaper, Observador and Public, are saying. It's a possible cause, but we are not sure. Authorities say it's time to investigate. But the president of City Public Transport Company in Lisbon, Carris, said all maintenance protocols have been respected, but trade unions don't tell the same. Workers have filed a lot of complaints last year regarding the maintenance. Company will investigate all the funiculars to make sure everything is okay with them. And right now, government and Portuguese president expressed their deep consternation and solidarity. Portugal have a day of national mourning this Thursday. And I believe that this will be one hot topic next week in Lisbon, because Portugal has local election next month.
Okay. Yeah. And just very finally, obviously a lot of our Irish people would know Lisbon well. What is the mood like? What was the mood like overnight? What's the mood like in Lisbon this morning? There must be huge shock at what has happened.
Yeah, it is. I'm out of Lisbon right now, but I have seen the news, the televisions showing people very, very sad with what happened, very worried. And also we saw in the place of the accident yesterday, people around that place in Restauradores trying to know what happened. And we see people that saw the accident very stressed with what happened and very impressed with the accident. It's, as I said, is one of the most tragic accidents in Lisbon and one of the most tragic accidents in Portuguese transports.
Okay, thank you indeed for talking to us this morning. Journalist Gonçalo Costa Martin, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.